Hello, Alina here from the JoyKeepers Network and Awakening to Joyful Living. I'm back. You probably haven't noticed that I was away because Facebook will always keep us satisfied. But I noticed that I haven't been posting here anything for a couple of weeks. And the reason for that was that I was somewhere else. Or rather, I was in this physical room and it felt like I was somewhere else. I was behind this camera, this computer, and it felt as if it somehow led me into a big, big space with 500 plus other people from all over the world meeting in the same place, which we know is not possible these days because of corona and closed borders, etc., etc. Nevertheless, this is how it felt, and it felt like this for me. Hello, Kirsten. Thank you. It felt like this for me, and it felt like this for many others, maybe for most of those who participated, maybe for all of them, I don't know. But it felt magical. It felt as if we kind of knew where our bodies were, but we were so strongly connected that it felt as if we were in the same room. I have never experienced that through any webinar or summit or anything like that. And this was a 6-day experience led by Steinar Detlefsen and with several speakers and this whole amazing community. And this experience of connection transcending the physical law and also transcending expectations reminded me of something I experienced many years ago. Back then, I was really, really lonely. I felt very disconnected from the world. I felt that I didn't belong. And it was in my personal life, in all aspects of my life, pretty much. And perhaps except of music. Music kept me connected, but otherwise, no. And very long story short, I eventually found the key to transforming and transcending loneliness. And did some intensive inner work around self-love specifically and mostly. And then magic started to happen. And the magic was that I started feeling connected with myself. And also with that, started feeling connected with other people. And so, from an experience where I was feeling lonely, whether I was alone or with other people, whether there was physical contact or not, I started feeling, and that feeling has continued ever since, connected regardless of physical distance or not. So, I can be alone for weeks, these days, months, and I feel connected, even if there's no one else in my physical space. I still love and enjoy physical meetings and the hugs and the experiencing each other in that way. Don't get me wrong, but it is not a need, it is not a lack, because the connection is there. The connection changes everything. And that made me ponder something else during this week that I experienced was that there were many amazing speakers there, and each of them had like their own perspective on the world and their own perspective on how transformation can happen. There were different modalities, different ways of understanding. They all pointed to the same space, the heart space that where the connection happens, but each of us really has our own system, our own perspective and method and books and courses and the way we coach and teach and lead transformation. And it was beautiful to see it all. It was like watching creativity. It was like seeing a room, like when you see a room full of books, and there's such a beauty to it, that there's so many perspectives, so many ways of expressing our humanity and our spirituality. And still, a book only matters when there's connection between the reader and the author. And the solutions we bring only matter and only have any significance with this connection between us. It's like when you think of our climate and environmental and political and social challenges, we have all the solutions we need today. We have much more than we need in terms of solutions. What is still lacking, still, but it will come, is the connection, is the experience of oneness. Because when that experience is there, then we use the solutions, then we create the balanced environment that we need and that our planet needs. So connection is the key, right? And it's the inner connection, it's the connection of the heart. It's so powerful and it's so magical. Connection comes first. And this is also why joy is such an amazing and important part of life. Well, there are again different ways of talking about it, but right now, and many times, what really amazes me about the energy of joy and the experience of joy is that it connects us. When we feel joy, we feel connected. We feel connected with ourselves, with life, with God, with nature, with each other. When we feel joy, the connection with other people becomes so strong that we resonate. Other people feel that joy too. This is why joy matters. It connects us. It brings us back to the unity that is our essence. It brings us back to our wholeness. So this is why I have a very special sense of gratitude towards Stana Ditlevsen, who led this event last week. Because, in a way, he's the only one. He has his own modalities and mastery in his line of work around speaking and teaching and business also. But throughout an event like that, he invites people with different perspectives, and he helps them, and he helps everyone that is there connect. He brings the very key to it all. He brings the opens the door, and he supports and invites everyone to connect, and he sees the connection in everyone. So a special thank you to you, Steiner, for that. And a special thank you to everyone for connecting, for being you, for being here. And now to bring it a little bit down to earth, I'm curious. Have you ever had any experiences where you had this inner connection, perhaps between you and good morning, Sheila? Perhaps you experienced a connection between you and another human being, or you, or a group of people. And it was not through internet. It was not something measurable or tangible. And that connection created something. Maybe it created a change, or maybe it created an experience. Have you had this experience of magical connections in your life? If you had, I would love, love, love to hear about it. So share in a comment. Thank you for connecting, and I look forward to keep connecting in the future. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye.